Amen. Judges chapter 16. Once again, I didn't realize I'd be visiting these scriptures so quickly. I have been doing the book of Philippians on Thursday night. That'll have to take a hold. Amen. Judges chapter number 16. We dealt the other night when Samson cried unto the Lord.
Yes.
And he said, Lord, will you remember me this once?
Yeah.
Amen. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I got into verse number 22, and I had studied some of this on Sunday. But I was mostly looking at the message that I preached Sunday about remembering me. But this kind of goes hand in hand. Amen. Starting here at verse 22, dealing with the restoration. And I believe this. Amen. My question tonight is, can God restore us when we fail, when we have a failure in our life? Can God restore?
Yes.
Amen. That's my sermon tonight. Howbeit the hair, 16 and 22, howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered themselves together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their god, and to rejoice, for they said, our God, listen here, amen, sin causes a, and we're going to get into this later, but sin causes a bad mark, if you will, against the name of God.
Right.
Right.
Now Dagon and all these Philistines are rejoicing, saying, look, our God hath delivered our enemy in our hands.
Yeah.
Our God hath delivered Samson, who has been their enemy for how many years? 20 years. That's a great enemy. For 20 years, he hath delivered Samson into our hands. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. Look at all this foolishness going on. For they said, our God, once again, hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. What, approximately 1,030 that I know of from the Bible, maybe more.
Yeah.
Samson had slew. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry, they were drunk. Philistines were drunkards. A lot of them were. They were heavy drinkers. That they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars.
Yes.
And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me, that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and they were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women, that behold, while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, here's really where I got my basis from the other night, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Samson took hold of the middle pillars upon which the house stood, upon which it was borne up of the one with the right hand and the other with the left. Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the Lord strengthened Samson. Restoration came.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew in his death were more than they which he slew in his life. God restored Samson.
Yeah.
Yes.
This, or then rather his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up, buried him between Zoar and Eshcolon, in the burying place of Manoah, his father. And he judged Israel 20 years.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Can God restore failure? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Well, we don't have a lot of time to get into all the Bible characters, but we could look at the Hall of Faith chapter in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, and find most every one of those men that made the Hall of Faith chapter were failures.
Come on.
Woo.
Yeah.
Abraham failed God miserably.
Yeah.
Got down in Egypt, lied. Amen. Nearly cost him his life. Nearly cost him his wife. But he became the father of many nations.
Right.
Hallelujah. Sarah laughed and mocked at God's promise when God told Sarah she was going to have a promised child in her old age. And Sarah laughed at God. Amen. But later on, guess what happened?
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what happened. God, amen, caused her to have that miracle baby.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Isaac also lied about his wife, but God still used him. What about Moses? We call him the meekest man in the Bible. Amen. Moses killed a man. Praise God. But yet later in life, God used Moses.
Right.
Amen. What about Rahab, a harlot in the Old Testament? I mean, she was low society, praise God. But what happened? God restored, amen, Rahab the harlot,
yeah,
praise God. Amen. So my question tonight is, the spiritually successful Christian is not a person that never fails. Listen, but the believer who learns, amen, how to accept God's remedy for failure and get back up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to bore you with a lot of things, but I looked over there real quick on my phone about a man by the name of Thomas Edison. You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Now, we hear of Thomas Edison's because of his successes. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. But you know, he failed thousands of times more than he ever succeeded.
Sure did.
Hallelujah. Amen. The reason I looked at this, because in my studies, the guy that I was reading after said that Thomas Edison discovered the alkaline storage battery, the battery that we have today we put in our guitars. Amen. An alkaline battery. Thomas Edison discovered that. But do you know how many substances that Thomas Edison tried, amen, before he ever succeeded in discovering the battery? He tried 50,000 things that did not work.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Great God in heaven. If that been me and many of you, we come home every night and we gripe and we complain we couldn't eat our supper because we'd say, great God, I ain't nothing but a failure. Amen. But Thomas and Edison did not fail backwards. He failed forwards.
Yeah.
Amen. Great God. His family said, his wife said, his children said, that when Dad would come home, he would be so excited. And they thought, well, Dad finally discovered, invented a new thing that he's been searching for. And they said, Dad, what did you find out today? Did you find out the, amen, what you was looking for? And he'd say, oh, I tried three or four, or ever how many things he tried that day. He said, and I'm that much closer to discovering what I need, because that's the things that does not work. Amen. He failed forwards. Amen. Great God. Let me tell you something, church. In life, there's going to be many failures. Amen. But the question is, are you using those failures, amen, to move us forward or backwards? Hallelujah. Because it's going to do one of the two things. The crucial issue in life is not whether we fail. We're going to fail. Amen. We're going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. Great God. But the question is, amen, how are you failing? Amen. One of the saddest ways to fail is like Samson did. Amen. Samson was a failure, great God, but he was unaware of his failures. Everybody around him could see his problems. Samson, don't do that. Don't go there. Amen. Are you going to get yourself in trouble? But Samson was totally unaware that what he was doing was wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
He was right in his own eyes. It's hard to help somebody when they cannot see their own fault.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, God. This type of person does not see, they do not admit their mistakes. Praise God.
Right.
You cannot learn from your mistakes when you cannot see that what you've done is wrong. Amen.
Right.
Samson was the kind of man who failed over and over again. Hey, God. Samson, amen, was the kind of man that failed time after time, continually disobeying against God's word. Amen. Over and over and over, he flipped and he flopped. Amen. Hey, God, Samson thought he was getting away with his disobedience. Let me tell you something. Amen. Just because judgment doesn't come right now doesn't mean you're getting mine. Great God, sin grinds. Amen. And it grinds and it grinds, Samson. You got by for a while, but it caught up with you. Amen. And the enemy got his hands on you, and sin blinded you. Sin blinded you. And it took your freedom, and you was grinding in the prison house. Amen. Restoration. Verse number 22. tells us that Samson's hair began to grow again.
Yes, Lord.
He had great advantages, much potential. He had the opportunity to deliver Israel. Did you know that? Amen. Completely from the Philistines.
Yeah.
But all that wild, wayward, lustful nature of Samson got the best of him.
Right.
Samson's sin caused him to be captured by his enemy. We preached this the other night. Robbed him of his power. It bound him. Blinded him. He lost his two eyes. But oh, amen. Isn't that much a picture of the church today? Great God in heaven. Amen. Help us, Lord, to learn something from Samson. It's even a greater waste. Samson was a man that had power. He was a man that had been called of God. God had divinely placed his hand upon the life of Samson. But we're looking outward, looking in, saying, Samson, you've got great potential. Look at what you can deliver Israel. You can, amen, defeat the Philistines. But Samson made a waste of his life because it got out of the will of God. I come to tell us, church, it's even a greater, amen, ruin when the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has a calling from God. We have the hand of God on our life, but yet we're like Samson. All we do is fail, and we're not learning from our failure. And it's a great waste when we've got a calling, when we've got the power of God that can help us, but yet we're not making the most of it. Amen.
Amen.
Samson failed God, but thank God God was not through with Samson yet.
Right.
Woo! I told you the other night, Samson's hair began to grow again.
Again.
I love this.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. With the restoration of the hair came the symbol of the Nazarite vow.
Yeah.
Great God. The hair was an emblem of badge or service, if you will. Samson's strength was not from his hair. Amen. But Samson's strength was from the vow that God placed on Samson's life. Amen. Amen. I mean, that angel came and heralded the birth of Samson and told Samson's mother, amen, that he was going to have a special calling on his life. He was going to be a Nazarite from his birth, for a razor never to touch his hair. Amen. The power was not in his hair, but the power was in the vow that came from God through the hair. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where Samson's strength lieth. Amen. When Delilah, amen, flashed her eyes at him, painted her eyes up like Jezebel, and twinkled her eyes and said, Samson, tell me where your strength lies. Samson said, if you cut my hair off, I'll be like any other man. Why? Because in a spiritual sense, he was saying, amen, God will withdraw his strength. God will withdraw his power from me if my hair is cut off. Amen. It severs the vow. It severs the hand of God that has been placed on my life.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And that's what we do when we go and we do our own thing. Hey, God, we sever that relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, God, sin separates us from God. Did you know that? Sin will separate a relationship with God. Amen. Lord, help us. But thank God Samson's hair began to grow again. Amen. First, a number of insights about restoration, I believe, can be found from this passage right here. First, if we have, amen, sinned and failed, restoration is possible. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Great God. But it will not come overnight. You ever seen people? I've seen people get saved and they say, well, it's not like it used to be. I don't feel what I used to. Hey God, let me tell you something. Restoration takes time.
Right.
Salvation comes instantly.
Right.
And then God can forgive. Why? Because sin is a rotten spot. And you got to get sin out of there. Amen. God can forgive, and forgiveness happens right now. But restoration, amen, it takes time. Amen. Samson's hair began to grow a little bit day by day. How long was he locked up? I don't know. But each day his hair began to grow. If it was anything like Weston's hair, he needs a haircut every week. Amen. His hair grows crazy. Amen. Maybe Samson had hair like that. But one thing I do know, Samson's hair, it grew a little bit every day.
Yes, Lord.
Forgiveness and restoration are two separate things. Forgiveness focuses on the sin of the person. Listen, Restoration focuses on the service of the person.
Yeah.
Great God. Why is restoration, amen, to service a gradual process? Well, the answer is very, very plain. Sin takes a toll upon us. Amen. And sin has to be dealt with immediately. Forgiveness happens right now. But restoration takes time, service, trust. Amen. Hey, God, you get in trouble for robbing the bank. You get sent down the pen for a while. They run up with you and catch you. And they convict you and try you guilty for robbing the bank. Amen. Hey, brother, you get saved while you're down there in jail. And you get out and you tell everybody, I'm saved. Amen. The Lord saved me. God forgave me of robbing the bank. Hey, let me tell you something. I believe you can get forgiven of robbing that bank. But if I'm a man that runs a bank and you come ask me for a job and you say, hey, buddy, I got saved. The Lord saved me. I'm forgiven of robbing that bank. I'm not going to give you a job back there operating the vault. Amen. You know why? Because it's going to take some time to prove that you're forgiven. It's going to take some time to show God, Lord, I'm sorry for what I have done. Hey, God, I said it's a matter of a process. And fourth, amen, his hair began to grow and he was restored. But great God, notice this. Amen. God restored Samson, but did he ever get his eyesight back?
No.
Did he get his freedom back?
No.
He was still locked up.
Yeah.
He was still blind.
Come on.
But Samson began to call unto the Lord. And he said, Lord, would you remember me? He was saying, he was repenting. He was saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Hey, God. Amen. I said, restoration takes time. Amen. Hey, God forgave him. God is in the process of restoring Samson. But Samson, you'll die a blind man because of your sin. Samson, you're going to die in captivity because of your sin. God will restore. God will help. But let me tell you something. You run out there and you get your life entangled in a bunch of sin. You're liable to bear those scars for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lord. I'll never forget Brother Mike Roberts telling that story about that bar room brawl. Where some young men was in there. They got in a fight. They was a fight and no one took a beer bottle. Busted over something in that bar. Got a jagged edge. And reached up there and gouged one of them's eye. Gouged the guy who was fighting, gouged his eye out. Later on, the one-eyed man got saved. Later in life, God saved him. God restored him. But guess what? He never got his eye back. He was preaching one night in church. God restored him, called him to preach. He was preaching one night in church. One of the little boys in the church saw him. Amen. And after church, he said, Brother so-and-so, he said, will you tell me one thing? How did you lose your eye? What happened to that eye? Amen. That preacher held his head down and said, son, said, I'm saved. I'm a preacher of the gospel. But that eye right there is a scar that I bear from sin. God has restored me.
Yes, God. Right.
But there's scars that I'll never get rid of. Hey, God, that's why I come to tell us, you don't want to be Samson, amen. You don't want to run off the Timnath. You don't want to mess with the Philistines and Delilah. They'll take advantage of you and leave you stranded. And you'll bear scars for the rest. Yes, God can restore. Yes, God can make whole again. But there's some things will never be the same.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. Restoration is limited. In Samson's case, his strength. He said, Lord, would you renew my strength only this once? Hallelujah. His restoration was limited. Hey, God, he never got his eyesight back. He never got his freedom back. But Samson was restored for one last act of God. Amen. His restoration was limited. Your desire to serve the Lord may return, but the opportunity to serve Him may never. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. Why you say that? Well, he's been on many of preachers get out there and ruin his name and ruin his service. Are you saying a preacher can run off into sin, backslide, and he can never be saved? No, that's not why. God can save anybody anywhere. But great God, you get out there as a already said here that crowd was full, 3,000 just upon the rooftop while they were saying, bring out Samson, bring out Samson, let us make sport of Samson. So they bring him out, and the Bible said that they cheered unto their god Dagon. Remember that? They began to give their god credit, but they said, our god has delivered our enemy Samson in our hand. It caused blasphemy, it caused a reproach against the name of God. Let me tell you something, saint. Let me tell you something, ma'am, sir, young and old. Amen. When we run headlong and do what we want to do, it causes a black mark. It causes a reproach against the name of God. Because of the limitations sin brings into our life, we need to stay as far away from wickedness and sin as we can. Hallelujah.
Oh,
so to get back on there, I'm not as gung-ho happy as a lot of people are to put a man that's ruined his life out there. And I'm not going to get into that to that tonight. But there's certain acts of sin that you indulge in. It will relinquish you forever from the use of the ministry.
Right.
You'll never be fit to preach the gospel again. Some sins men get themselves into. Amen. There is some sins that you can get yourself into. You'll never be a fit, amen, qualification of a deacon, amen, or to hold any kind of an office in a church, praise the Lord. Why are you preaching this? Can I be restored? Yes, God can restore, God can save, but you might block yourself, amen, from the service of the Lord. Woo! I don't want to bring a black mark against God, do you?
No.
No.
I don't want to blaspheme his name. Amen. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer great sacrifice and to take on their God and to rejoice. For they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. Amen. It brought a reproach. Dagon was the Philistine god that they worshipped of grain and harvest. Amen. The Philistines believed by grinding out grain. Samson, listen to this, was acknowledging the supremacy of their god Dagon, who was over them. Bring us out, Samson, to make us sport. Amen. So Samson comes out and begins to grind in front of them and make sport in front of them. And in their eyes, he was in an act of worship to their god Dagon.
Yeah.
The Philistines rejoiced greatly because Samson was a problem for 20 years, and God was reproached because Dagon is now being honored. Samson, because of your sin, Samson, because that you maimed, amen, and drained and stained your life, now the enemy is getting praised, and God's name is being reproached because of your sin, Samson.
Yeah.
And Samson enters the cheers, began to explode for Dagon. Praise Dagon, who delivered Samson into our hands. Hey God, why is this happening? I tell you why it's happening, because of your sin, Samson. Samson, by his own sin, provided an opportunity for a heathen god to be honored. Listen to me. Amen. Same thing happened to David. Hey God, by his deed, Nathan said, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Nathan said, because David, you have sinned, now the enemy has blasphemed the name of God. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:1, let as many servants as are under the yoke, listen, count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. I don't want to blaspheme the name of the Lord. Titus 2:3-5, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, listen, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, amen, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers of the home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Amen. In other words, when we do things our way, it causes a reproach and a blaspheming against the name of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Our sin is a reproach before God. I don't want to reproach his name, church.
Right.
Hallelujah. It brings shame and disgrace to us. The honor of God ought to be the number one reason why we yield our life to him. I want to honor God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I've told you before, amen, they always taught us in the hospital. They always told us to document everything you do. Document. Great God, so many nurses nowadays are getting in trouble for stealing sick patients' pain medicines and medicine. You know, you go out there and sign it out and then go, amen, take it yourself. And people get in trouble for all that kind of thing. But oh, they tell me, they used to tell us, they said, let me warn you right now. You don't want to go to court. Amen. You don't want to be brought to court. And here in a courtroom, you got these lawyers looking down at you. Amen. And they're bringing accusations against you. And you got to give an account for your actions. Hey, God. Amen. I've never been sued. Hallelujah. I've never been brought to court. And to be honest with you, I really don't want to. Hallelujah. Hey, but more so than going to natural court, Brother Gene, when I stand before God, I want to be able to stand there and say, Lord, I haven't brought reproach into your name. I've lived holy. I've lived right. And I've not brought a reproach. The enemy hasn't blasphemed because of my sin. Great God, God can restore. But had I brought a reproach against the name of the Lord? As God's reputation was a prime concern, our lives would reflect greater purity and greater closeness to him if his reputation... I never did want to do St. Mary's wrong. I didn't want them to have a bad name because of me.
No.
Well, Tommy, I've got good parents. I feel like they've done pretty good raising us up. You know, I've told you our story before that, you know, we wasn't really what you say a Christian home until I was up in age. And finally, God started molding us, our family, to go to church. You know, but we wasn't like my kids. Raylan was 3 or 4 days old the first day she was ever in church. Had her on 4th of July, whatever the next service was, there we was.
Yeah.
Yep. We was in church.
Yeah.
I wasn't brought up like that, but I had a good home. Sister Missy. Amen. But I tell you what, I don't ever want to bring a reproach upon my dad's name.
No.
Upon my grandpa. My grandpa was a good man. Everybody, when you say Claiborne Painter, they say, oh, Claiborne's a good man. Great God, I don't want to bring a reproach upon my grandpa. I don't want to bring a reproach upon my dad. I don't want to bring a reproach upon my... But more so than that, God, I don't want to reproach your name. I don't want the enemies to say, look at what he's done.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, God, help us.
Yes. Does your life honor or dishonor the name of the Lord? I got to move on here. His reputation is more important than yours.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Right.
Woo!
Oh,
hallelujah.
Right.
So verse number 25, I got to get down here to where I'm finishing up here. And it came to pass when their hearts were merry that they said, call for Samson that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house and he made them sport. The Philistines were drinking. They were merry. Their hearts were merry. They were dancing. They were having a good time. Their drinking provoked Samson. Drastic action. Here they are. Their request said, come bring him out, make a sport. And Samson begins to feel a part of revenge in his heart. Amen. So, amen. Samson asked the lad. Now Samson has a request. Look at this.
Yeah.
He said, young lad, won't you lead me to the pillars that support this temple? Samson had seen the temple before from previous trips to Gaza. Samson had been there. He knew the construction of this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It was the main attraction in town. Great God, won't you lead me over there to the pillar? So the young lad leads you to the pillars. The Bible said the right hand on the one, the left hand on the other. Look at the next request. Verse 28, one of the effects of sin is it can keep us, amen, from feeling like praying. Great God. I like this. Hey, when you're sinning and you're out of fellowship with God, you don't want to pray.
Come on.
Samson ain't prayed in a long time.
Well,
woo!
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said, hey, you know, God was restoring Samson. Samson felt that prayer burning up in his heart again. And now he begins to pray. And he begins to call to the Lord. Woo! Yeah. Hey, God, and let me tell you something. You'll know you're getting in better grounds when you have a yearning to pray. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. Don't let guilt, depression, and discouragement, amen, keep you from praying. Amen. God is ready to hear us when you call out into Him. Amen. Restoration with the Lord is always possible if you're willing to call out and repent of your sin.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Spiritual restoration begins when you and I get honest with God and stop trying to avoid what we've done. You ever seen somebody? All they want to do is try to say, I haven't done what I ain't guilty of that. Might as well fess up to it and pray and get over it.
Yeah.
It's way easier than trying to dodge it.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
That's why David was such a great man. He never tried to dodge and refute his sin.
No.
But he cried unto the Lord over and over and over through the book of Psalms and said, Lord, I've sinned against thee. Will you forgive me? Will you have mercy? Will you restore me? Will you restore the joy?
Yes, yes.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. But notice here that Samson's blindness brought his sight. Samson reaches out to the Lord and begins to see more clearly than he has in a long time. Samson don't have eyes, but now he's seeing a little bit better. His eyes have been put out.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Great scabs over the places where there used to be sockets, but this blindness has brought him sight. Thank God. Woo! His bondage is beginning to set him free. He had time to think and reflect. And it has drawn him to what is now important. Great God, I better call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
His darkness began to enlighten him. The coldness and bleakness of being confined and in prison, mockery of these Philistines, has brought him back to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Samson began to reach out to the Lord, and guess what? God reached back. Aren't you glad? Psalms 31 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Amen.
Right.
God restored Peter. Hallelujah. Peter denied the Lord 3 times, but great God, amen, God forgave him and restored him, and Peter preached that great sermon, amen, on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God can restore.
Right.
Samson, lastly, Samson had some good features and some bad features about his prayer. Look here. Amen. Samson accepted God's forgiveness and he prayed to the Lord in his time of need. Let me tell you something. You call unto the Lord. He said, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Samson sought and he strengthened. He sought strength from God. Strength only comes from God. Samson knew he could not find strength in himself. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Samson prayed to the right source.
Jehovah.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Jehovah. Did you know in the Hebrew, Jehovah has 7 different names?
Wow.
Praise God. Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
Which means God will provide. He provided his son, the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
The ultimate lamb, Jehovah Jireh. God will provide.
Right.
Jehovah Rapha. The Lord that healeth.
Healeth.
Amen. He provides physical and spiritual healing by forgiving and cleansing sin.
Right.
Amen. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. He gives us victory in the battles of life and protection. I'm so glad I've got a Jehovah Nisi. He is our banner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The Lord, our peace. We have peace through the sacrifice of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Devil, I've got peace because of Jehovah Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, Jehovah Raha. Amen. Which means the Lord my shepherd, the protector, the leader, the guider. He is my Jehovah Raha. He's my shepherd. He's the one that keeps me. Hallelujah. Now the one I can't say, Jehovah Tiskayu, which means the Lord is our righteousness. Hallelujah. We have access to heaven because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey God, I tell you, Brother Daniel, I'm saved and I'm holy, not because of my own merit, but because of Jehovah Tiskayu. He is heavenly. He is righteous. He is holy. Thank God. And Samson begins to call out to Jehovah, and he says, God, I'm nothing on my own, but if you'll come down and give me strength, I can be restored. Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is present.
Yes,
he is with me. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. But he's always by my side.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Samson was acknowledging that the Lord is God and no other. Over 3,000 is in the stands crying, Dagon, Dagon, praise and honor, worship unto Dagon. But Samson raises up his eyes where they had been. Now they're blinded. Amen. Scabs over his eyes. Everybody else chanting to Dagon. But Samson raises up his eyes and he said, Jehovah, the one and the only true God, will you hear me? Will you remember me only this once? I come to tell us, church, God can restore. God can make anew. Amen. If you'll call to Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Help me up here. I'm done.
Jesus.
Adonai, which means Lord, Master. Samson was saying, you're Master.
Yes.
I love this.
Oh, yeah.
Samson used to be Master. Samson did what Samson wanted to do.
Yeah.
But now he's saying, you're Adonai. You're the Master.
Right.
Of my life.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Amen. So I told you the good parts of his prayer. I got to hit the bad parts real quick and we're done. I'm not so sure about his sincerity. Look, Brother Tommy, Samson prayed earnestly with great urgency. But he said, Lord, will you revenge me of my enemies? Yeah. My two eyes.
Yeah.
He wanted personal revenge. Samson was only motivated to fight when personal reasons were involved. Samson, you could have delivered Israel if you'd have got your eyes off Samson and got it on Israel.
Holy.
Could have been motivated more so than for personal reasons. You could have saved the nation, Samson.
Right.
He would have accomplished great things for God, but Samson had a personal, amen, problem. All he cared about was Samson. His request was limiting. Don't ever limit God to just once. Lord, would you strengthen me only this once? Don't ever limit God to one.
That's right.
He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that which we ask or think.
Thank you, Lord.
He can do above. Great God.
Right?
God wants to be the number one place in our lives. Samson destroys more now in his death than he ever did in his life.
Right.
God restored Samson.
Yes, he did.
Samson's strength was limited. He's still blind. He's still locked up. He's still in captivity. They're still making fun of him and mocking him. But God restored him for one last great act of strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. So in my closing remarks tonight, could God restore 100,000 times again? Yes, God can restore.
Yes.
But you don't want to try it.
No.
You don't want to try it. If I falter and I fail, can God restore me? Yes, he can.
Yes.
Yes.
But some things will never be the same.
Right.
Some things will never be the same.
Jesus. Holy.
Okay. Samson should have never went to Timnath.
Right.
He should have never got talking and mixed up with Delilah.
Right.
His life would have never ended up like it did. Don't play with fire. What manner of man can take fire into his bosom and not be burned? You can't take fire and not be burned.
Right.
You can't play with the devil.
No.
Weston ain't afraid of much, but he's afraid of the devil. Was he asleep?
Yeah.
I don't want him to have nightmares. What was it? Probably less than two. We went up at that judgment house. Y'all ever been to that judgment house up there at the Christ temple? Sister Missy, I should have never took him in there, but I wasn't thinking, you know, he was young. I thought, he don't know what's going on. He wasn't even 2 years old. I hold him in my arm. That old devil comes out there at that cage, and he grabs that cage. Anytime old Weston gets mean, he say, the devil going to get me? I said, the devil going to get you. I don't know what the devil is saying. He still remembers that devil. Let me tell you something. You don't want that devil around you. He'll ruin you.
Come on now.
Devil, the Bible said the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. Jesus comes to give life and give it more abundant.
Yeah.
Woo! Stand with me in this house. Jesus. Let's find us a place here tonight to pray, Lord. I don't want to bring a reproach into your name. I know you can restore. I know you can save sinners. You can save our lost family members. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay away from Tiamat. I'm going to stay away from the Philistines. I'm going to stay in Israel. I'm going to stay home. The blessings of the Lord is. Come on, church. Come on, church. Lord, help us, God, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. God, I don't want to bring reproach into your name, Lord. I don't want to be like Nathan told David, you've caused the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme the name of God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.